Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Okay, let's take a break from the news now for another edition of the Here and Now DJ Sessions.
There goes the last DJ.
Jason Kramer is a DJ at KCRW in Santa Monica, California. He joins us now. Jason, welcome.
Jeremy, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. And we have not had you on the DJ Sessions before, so welcome to you to this segment. And I have to ask you, because I was reading about you, and I see that you were an EMT before you were a DJ.
Oh, yes. I won't even date myself how long ago that was, but I did it in the late 80s up until the mid-90s, and I was working here in Los Angeles with both the fire department and county coroners, to put
wow.
that is the thing. But I worked the riots, the earthquakes we had here.
And what made you switch careers?
Wow. I think switching careers was just a choice where I've always had a love of music. And I was starting to get really burnt out over what I saw every single day.
Yeah.
And I thought it was just a healthier alternative to kind of guide myself into music.
Okay, well, let's listen to some of the music that you brought us today. This one is called Angel. This is by Phineas.
I'm out of step, I'm off my feet. I'm waking up inside a dream. Teach me how to fly.
Really nice, like, dreamy sound there.
Oh, yeah. You know, Phineas is just an absolute amazing person. Most people know him as being the brother of Billie Eilish.
Right.
And he has written and produced most of her stuff.
Who do you think has the talent in the family? Or probably both of them, but which one do you think has more, Billie Eilish or him?
You know, you would think that would be a loaded question, but it's not, because both of them have an equal amount of talent. Phineas has been writing for years as a musician. He was also an actor, like his parents, too. And both Billy and himself have been performing in front of audiences for years. So this is nothing that has come out of left field. So, they're quite prepared as far as being a performer.
Okay, the next one you brought us is called Church. This is by Sam Henshaw featuring Earth Gang.
Mama said we in the church, you best believe this ain't no hotel. Rocking your halo like a snapback as you hang with ghetto angels. She told me they won't catch you when you fall. You know this thing won't end well. Girl, somebody shot the sheriff. If it's you, I ain't gonna pay bail. She says, good morning, wake up, wake. Good morning, wake up, wake. Good morning, wake up, wake. Wake up, wake. Wake up and get yourself to church, yeah.
So the video to this shows a mom hustling her sons to church in the morning. Tell us more about Sam Henshaw.
So Sam was actually born in London, England, and he comes from both of his parents are both Nigerian parents that were raised in South London. Now, his father is actually a preacher. And so he's taken that life that he grew up, especially singing in church, and kind of put it to more of a modern mainstream. And you know what? Sam, to me, is just one of these performers that not a lot of people know, but they know more in England, but not here. And I got a chance to see him play live. And Jeremy, you would have the spirit after you see this guy perform.
Okay, well, the next one you have brought us is somebody that we've actually had on the show before, and that is Yuna Zarai. This is Yuna featuring Kyle with Likes.
I think I gotta be honest to myself. I could never be anybody else. I could never please everybody else. care too much for everybody. Like toxic candy bar, I will consume it. I made it pretty far, but that's not enough yet. I gave my best from the east to the west. Still getting tested, people don't get it. Oh, she doesn't smoke, she doesn't show her skin. I heard she doesn't drink. Who does she think she is? What is that on her head? Does that make sense to me?
Now, Yuna is a Muslim rapper from Malaysia. She once described her music as a combination of Mary Poppins and Coldplay. Tell us more about her.
Yuna is such an amazing person. This song is fascinating because it's about how Yuna deals with her adversaries in a social media setting. This album was actually produced by Cardiac Beats and also Grammy-nominated Robin Hannibal.
And how did you come across Yuna?
I came across her years ago when she had a song called Coffee that I absolutely fell in love with, and we started playing that on the radio.
Well, and again, we spoke with her a few years ago. We'll link to that conversation at hereandnow.org. The next one you brought us is Johan. This is Everybody's Cool But Me.
Walking in felt like they all got the damn fight. Everybody's cool but me. I ain't got no lamp on, think I miss a memo. Everybody's cool but me. Yeah, I just do my thing. You can join my team. We could have a dream called three. But you stay doing too much. I'm just thinking too much. Everybody's cool but me.
A relatable tune there, you could say. Everybody's cool but me.
You know, I had a conversation with him, and I said, what is this whole song about? And he said, you know how you go to a party, and you see everybody out at the party, and they're all kind of hanging out, and you feel kind of introverted in a way. And from there, he's kind of created this new genre, in a sense, where he's become the string arranger for a lot of hip-hop artists, especially like Kanye West. He's now working with Vic Mensa, the producer No ID. And so you're going to kind of hear this Baroque classical string arrangement in hip-hop is more or less for in the future to come.
Well, and in fact, before this project, he was the conductor on something called Yeethoven, which is a combination of Kanye and Beethoven.
Right, and this is kind of how he kind of got into that world, or people started noticing him.
Okay, the last one we have time for is another international female rapper. This is Final Form by Sampa the Great.
Credit my maker, take a trip to see Jamaica. Molly spirit with the vapor, back to Zion, that's the nature. Africa, the new America, I hope I run this permanent. And this, I put my pen in it, got my land and my permit with it. Bone on my bone, flesh on my flesh. Witness in me, you can't make me feel less. Let's hold, I'm not impressed. Best smoke on my effort like an empress. Great state I'm in all states I'm in. I might find a form in my melanin. Great state I'm in all states I'm in. I might find a form in my melanin. Great state I'm in all states I'm in. I might find a form in my melanin. Great state I'm in all states I'm in. I might find a form in my melanin.
Now, when I said international female rapper, I don't just mean that she's from another country. She was born in Zambia, raised in Botswana, and then went to Australia for school. That's where she's currently based.
Yes, and I got to tell you, she is absolutely one of these performers that really takes it onto stage. She played recently here in Los Angeles. Didn't bring her whole band here, but she had a group of dancers, and during the performance, she kind of broke into more of an African dance routine.
Well, and in fact, people have said about the video that it almost has a Lemonade quality to it, as in Beyoncé's Lemonade.
Oh, absolutely. I think it is because there is such a trueness from her style of music that is performed and taken from all different avenues of music.
That is Jason Kramer, a DJ at KCRW in Santa Monica, California. Jason, thanks for joining us.
Jeremy, thank you so much for having me today.
And if you want to hear more, you can go to our Spotify playlist. That's NPR Here and Now on Spotify. We're also on Apple Music and at hereandnow.org.